My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, where I provide personal opinions, advice, reflection, and recommendations to help you and me stay human while building a successful, healthy, creative writing life. Sonatotum is the podcast companion to Scribtotum, my blog, at mattselznick.com. And now, the show. Hey everybody, it's episode 14 of Sonatotum. It's 10:13 p.m. on Wednesday, the 26th of September. This is a Sonatotum minisode, keeping to my commitment to report back to you on my progress with the Autumn Project 2018, which is namely planning, plotting, and writing the first draft of my third novel between the 9th of September and December 31st, 2018. Listen, I'm supposed to do these progress report episodes, these progress report minisodes, once a week. It's going to be every 2 weeks, I think, and I'm going to try to stick a regular episode of Sonatotum in between. I've spent a total of 31 and a half hours across the last 2 weeks, basically, 2 weeks plus. This is a part-time job, writing this book, and I already have another part-time job, which is Sonatotum itself, the podcast, and of course my full-time job, which is helping people make stuff. So I don't think that I can do these minisodes once a week. I'm writing between 2 and 3 hours, or at least I'm at the writing desk between 2 and 3 hours, 6 days a week. I would rather be there, frankly, than in front of this microphone telling you about being there, because I think that's ultimately what we all really want, right? We want me to work on the book, not work on the thing that talks about working on the book. But for now, let's talk about working on the book. Okay, so here's where we're at after 31 hours and 24 minutes, after 15 days. Total, I have completed the planning and plotting section of the Autumn Project. Light of the Outsider is plotted out. I have broken down the story. 72 scenes, 8 point of view characters, although really 4 take the lion's share of that duty. I've printed everything out, so what that means is if you go to my site, mattselznick.com, and you look there on the sidebar, you'll see the graph that shows that the planning and plotting portion is at 100%, and we're ready to start the writing. So that's exciting, right? The way I've blocked it out for the rest of the year, allowing for most weeks writing 6 days a week, and allowing for some blocks of time around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, around New Year's Eve. I've got 82 days from the 27th of September to the end of the year, 82 days to write 72 scenes to complete the rough draft of Light of the Outsider. I will do it, my friends. I will do it. I'm feeling like that. It's a thing that can be done and will be done. And it starts, for me, it starts tomorrow, the 27th. Thursday. So that's exciting. What can I tell you about this process? So I've worked in doing the planning and plotting. I've worked in basically 3 different platforms. I started out working in Workflowy, which if you know me, you know I love Workflowy for just about everything. It's an outliner and a list maker and an organizing of thoughts tool. And I used that to write up the character sketches and timeline and things like that. And then I moved to another tool called Ginkgo, or the Ginkgo app. And yes, links to these will all be in the show notes. Ginkgo is an online app that is also an outliner, but it's a little more, it's less simplistic. which means that it's more directed at actually outlining. I mean, if I wanted to, I could write the whole book in Ginkgo, but I don't want to. But it was very useful for breaking down the actual acts, Act 1, first and second parts of Act 2, and Act 3. The other thing I realized is I'm not sticking quite so tightly to the story structure that I used for my last novel, Pilgrimage. Now, the last novel, Pilgrimage, I very tightly structured based on very common story architecture principles, where the first act is a certain length, the middle section, the second act, between parts one and part two of the second act, is the bulk of the story, and then the third act, the resolution, is the smallest. First act being sort of the setup and the preparation, the first part of the second act being the reaction to some great pivotal moment at the end of the first act, and the second half of the second act being the action taken after the reaction is completed. And then, of course, the resolution, the third act, is where everything gets tied up. Yeah, I've still kind of got that setup, response, act, resolve structure going, but I'm not being quite so precious about the actual lengths of the acts. The first act is rather long. So far, I've broken things down to 16 chapters. The first act goes through chapter 5. The second act is chapter 6 through chapter 14. And then chapter 15 and 16 are the third act. However, first act has 34 scenes in it out of a total of 72. So almost half the book, at least in scenes, takes place in that first act. Another way to think of it is the first five chapters sort of make up book one in this novel. Not that it's going to be broken up into two physical books, but you know what I mean. There's kind of a book one, book two structure. Maybe. It's going to really depend on like word count. Like if the first five chapters really amount to half the book, then yeah, I'm going to half the novel, then I'm probably going to break it up into a book one, book two. Again, not separate volumes, but in the old school meaning that, you know, there can be two books within one novel. Okay, anyway, I don't want to get too much in the weeds. This is about my progress and such, not so much all of that. I know it might be interesting to some of you. I also just want to touch on really the best, most important thing that I got out of this, these 31 hours of plotting and planning, is the more subtle connections between the characters and their actions and things that ultimately will flavor their behavior and really enrich some of the themes of the book, the themes of sacrifice, the themes of, well, I don't want to give too much away. Although if you are one of my patrons, you've been, well, at least you have the opportunity to literally watch while I write this thing. So you've seen what I've seen on my computer screen. And you've gone right along with me. Again, these are minisodes. I don't want to go too long, so I'm just going to briefly mention that if you, dear listener, are not one of my patrons, and you would like to literally witness this book as it is being written, you're invited to witness live streaming video where I do screen capture live. You can watch what I see on my computer screen while I'm writing the book, word for word for word, and you know, just for shits and giggles, in a little picture-in-picture box, you'll see my face as I, you know, think and struggle and stare at the screen in consternation while I throw this book together. You have to be one of my Patreon patrons for that, in quotes, privilege. So if it's something you're interested in and you'd like to directly support the Autumn Project 2018, the creation of my third novel, Light of the Outsider, you can go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick and pledge at least $3 a month. And that will get you access to the live streaming video writing sessions. for as long as your pledge is active. It'll also get you access to a special page on my website where you can get a link that you can add to your Google calendar or to your Apple, iCal calendar, to let you know exactly when I'm going to be there doing the writing. Most of the days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Sundays, I bump it down to 2, and Wednesdays, I take off. If you don't think you can make it for the live stream, then for a pledge of $5 a month at patreon.com/Matt Selznick, you can have access to the archive. A few hours after each session is done, I put up a secret archive so that you can watch at your leisure, have it on in the background while you're having a romantic dinner, that kind of thing. So there it is. All right. That's the pitch. That's the progress. We're rocking. I'm learning new things about my characters and about this story. I am, I'm proud that I'm in the chair 6 days a week for 2 hours on average working on this baby. And boy, shit really starts to get going on Thursday, September 27th at 1 p.m. Pacific time, when I actually start writing manuscript pages of the first draft of Light of the Outsider. There we are. If you've listened to this and you're not all that sure what the heck I'm talking about, go back to episode 11 of Sonatotum, and you can hear all about the Autumn Project, Light of the Outsider, and what it's all about. If you'd like to hear a more regular standard episode of Sonatotum, then just go back one to episode 13, and you can hear me talk all about living poetically and how it helps you become a better creator. These minisodes, again, will happen about every 2 weeks, just to give you an update on how things are going with the Autumn Project. I'm doing this because it's part of my pledge to be accountable, to be transparent, and to share as much as I can about this process with all of you. Okay. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.